you can think that they just don't know better. It's still bad what they do, can be bad what they do, but you can always think that they just, that it's the very first time they meet a blind person or a disabled person in any way, and so they are so insecure, so maybe shocked, or I don't know what, that they just don't know better. And when then your own mother, your own sister, your own father, aunt, whatever, family member or friend does something that's really disrespectful to you or and regards your blindness, I think it's worse. It feels worse because you think that they should know better. I've encountered both. So I don't know. Sometimes there are, for example, taxi drivers who keep asking and just cannot get used to the fact that a young woman is blind and that she gets along in life. But this is not that much of a problem for me. It's those things, like the example I gave of my sister. Of course, that's a very extreme one. But this is the one that came to mind first, so I thought I'd share it. My mother has been very ambivalent on this topic. So it was important to her that I was able to do things on my own. So she showed me a lot of things when I was a child and helped me a lot with getting independent. But when I was around 13, 14, 15 years old, she also crossed lines by it is difficult because she didn't really do things that I did not want her to do, but she was more like when I did ask for help, then she was like, I think you want to be so independent, so be so, I won't help you. Was sometimes in situations that were really important to me. I moved from my father's house to my mother's house when I was 15. And I asked her if she could show me where everything was in the kitchen cupboards and how her cooker worked and her oven. And she didn't. She just refused to. And just stated that I wanted to be so grown up and so independent, so I should do it all by myself. And this led to the situation that I basically wasn't able to do anything in the kitchen at first. And this was also very humiliating. There, I think she also took advantage of my blindness. Or I don't know how to put this properly, but she used my blindness to make me feel I really don't know because it's a very, very strange thing for me. Still, I'm still trying to figure things out that happened during that time in my family. But this is another form of crossing the line, I think. So not only taking over everything from the blind person, but letting them know willingly that they should be able to do things, but aren't. this is also something she couldn't have done with me if I was sighted, so it is crossing the line. Yeah, so I think these are my experiences with this, and this is a really interesting topic.